Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, we don't have a game to preview this week. We have a bye coming up, but I want to ask you a question. The Bears performed excellently on both sides of the ball, offense and defense against the first-place Vikings. What is the key to carrying that over to the second half of the season through the bye week?
I think you have to have the same work ethic that you had in practice leading up to the Minnesota game. I think that was a reflection of how they played. I also think that they have to have the continuous effort of the contributors. Look at all of them. Look at the three running backs that contributed. Look at the three tight ends that contributed. You had Jay Cutler came off the injury list and was mentally into the game. He understood the game plan that Dow Loggins had put before him. You had seven or eight guys contribute on the defensive line. You had great play out of the linebackers, and the defensive backs were ready to contribute with the effort they were given up front by the defensive line. So it all fit together as a great team win.
I want to get your thoughts on the upcoming schedule in the second half of the season. The Bears have the bye, like we said. Then we go down to Tampa, and then we travel to New York against the Giants. The next quarter of the season, to me, is a little easier than the final quarter of the season, which includes Green Bay and Detroit.
Right. You know, that's something for the outside people to look at the schedule from, you know, in the second half of the season. But the coaches can only go upstairs and talk about one game, and that's the next game against Tampa Bay. So what you want to do is how can you take the effort that they showed in Minnesota? They, you know, they limited the penalties. They had great effort, but you have to bring that to Tampa now. And that's the only thing they have the luxury of talking about. And you can't bring these guys back after having the bye week and say, all right, you guys, we're getting ready for the seventh game of the second portion of the season. That's not the case.
To me, one of the most important things the second half of the season is developing some of the young guys, the guys that are going to be the core of your team moving forward. And I think Leonard Floyd is showing some flashes right now that he's healthy, he's playing well. You look on offense, you have a fifth-round draft pick, Jordan Howard rushing for 153 yards. What's the key to developing those guys over the second half of the season?
You know, still staying in tune with their position coaches. Make sure they understand the game plan, understand their assignments, investing some personal time after they leave the building and studying of the game. Because Leonard Floyd and Jordan Howard are just two of the six or seven contributing rookies that have a big upside. And then you think of guys like Jeremy Langford and Cameron Meredith. You know, there's a lot of guys out here, Larry, that can contribute in a big way. And again, if you can get the competition on the practice field to carry over to the game, you're going to win some games in the second half.
There are a lot of young players that have been making an impact. I want to ask you about a veteran, though, Pernell McPhee. Back on the field for the second time against the Vikings, looked like a different player than against Green Bay. What do you want to see from him over the second half of the season?
I want to see more of what Pernell McPhee has shown since he's got here. He changed the culture defensively here. His attitude that he carries to the practice field spills over to the game field. And then it spills over for Leonard Floyd to watch the practice attitude of a Pernell McPhee, because there's a separation in years of experience. So his responsibilities in the locker room are those of a captain. But when he brings his attitude to the game field, I think it's really beneficial to the rest of the guys.
Last thing I want to talk about is the actual bye week. As a former player, you've been a broadcaster, you've watched this. How do you think this is going to refresh these guys? They're given the week off by Coach John Fox. They're coming back next week to prepare for Tampa. Mentally and physically, how much does this help?
It helps a lot. You know, the veterans who have their body beat up, they give a chance to heal. You take a guy like Josh Sitton, you know, his ankle should come back at 100% when he gets back on the football field. But when you look at the young guys, the guys that are 1 or 2 years out of college, they've already played a full college season.
Right.
Now they get a chance to get away from the game mentally and physically and then get prepared for the second half of the season. The key ingredient, though, is don't lose yourself in the bye week. Understand that you have just as much of a commitment starting next Monday that you did at the beginning of training camp. So, again, rest your mind, but don't get so far away from the game plan and your assignments that you forget everything that you've learned in the last 6 months.
Great stuff, Tom. I know that you won't lose yourself in the bye week for sure. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.